What's the best advice your dad's ever given you? What are the lessons that we've learned from our fathers?
One of our friends says here that the toughest thing about being a father is watching your children make mistakes.
Mm.
So very tough, you know, that you can share lessons with them, guide them, support them. But sometimes, you know, especially when we get slightly older, there are times in which we have to experientially go through particular phases of life to be able to understand or to come to terms with that. And it must be very tough for a parent to watch that.
Yeah, when you see your child, whatever age, in difficulty, fail at something, get into problem, and you kind of can see where it should be going, but you can see them going in the wrong direction. Very difficult, very difficult. And we're also asking you today, if you are a dad, what's the best thing about being a dad, or indeed the challenges of being a dad? Maybe you are going to become a new father, maybe for the first time. And how are you feeling about that? For anyone, you know, women and men, that transition period going from the life that you've known to something completely new. How does that feel? Well, there's a great article. It's online. It's in The National. It was written last year by Martin Youssef, and the title is Scared of Being a Father, Terrified of Being a Bad Father. And he talks here about the imminent becoming a father in a few months' time. He says so, but presumably he's a father now. And he's saying that his wife, he could imagine growing up with that, you know, dream, the wedding, the Prince Charming, the castle, you know. And he said, for me, my dream, well, there wasn't one. It was just I was living in a selfish world of me. And it was all about me. I didn't have to think about anybody else. And I just get up and enjoy my life and enjoy myself, and didn't have to plan for the future, didn't have to think about anybody else. And I think this is echoes many men, I think, when the first of all, getting married, and then the thought of becoming a father, suddenly that idea of I've got to be responsible, I've got to grow up and
it
be responsible for,
yeah. It's true, it is suddenly, isn't it?
Like, somehow women are more prepared, they've thought about it in some way, but and not everybody, but for many, and for some men, it isn't something they've really thought about, and then it's upon them.
Yeah, and we don't have much training for it. So sort of child training, fatherhood type training, to get a driver's license, for example, is slightly harder than, should there be classes that should be set up for young families to be able to educate them, to see, you know, so that they're not shocked by this change in lifestyle.
I love what he writes here. He says that this is the next chapter in my story, and I'm embracing this stage. But he says, this is the chapter that will see me going from a protector to a father to a friend, then a lawmaker, a banker, an advisor, and finally a burden. And that's how he sees the journey of being a father. I think it's very, very interesting, very nice. And he says, this is the ordinary cycle of life. This is the stage when the future comes too quickly and the present always feels like the past. The concept that for me is that despite how many books, articles and materials I read on parenting, I know for certain that nothing can prepare me for what is to come. For a man to not know what the next year will look like is a little unsettling. My role as provider and protector is suddenly in question because of the miracle growing inside my wife's body.
It is a miracle, isn't it? And much of it is instinctual. We have to know amount of, you know, what books you read or articles or courses that you take. It must be said, you know, there is a lot that's instinctual, and the bonds that form shortly after delivery for women faster than for men take slightly longer, but definitely there is much that nature also provides as a platform. Another thing that the author reads or writes here in this article that he talks about is the difference between the generations. So he says another difference between the generations is the involvement men take during these 9 months. So generally more than our fathers took. I credit that to the gadgets involved that allow us to listen to the baby's heartbeat and the movements in the uterus. So it is technology. See, men will always attract, they'll be attracted to technology. The accessories, the ergonomics, telescoping handle on the skate stroller, it lures me into shopping for our firstborn. So shopping, however, is the easy part in preparing for this next chapter. The trick will be teaching a child not to scream in public, throw a tantrum or different tantrums, or lie, to fight the underlying urge to give him everything I never had as a child. That's really important too, Suzanne. You know, the difference, I think, with mothers and fathers is that fathers many times might show, not all fathers, but there are some fathers who show their affection with material gifts, giving some financial exchanges, rather than time.
And he talks a lot about, in this article, about as he's facing this chapter in his life, he refers back to his childhood and what his parents were like and how they were with him growing up in Egypt.
Yes.
And it's a lovely read, and it's really great to hear, you know, read the words of a father about to become a father, a new father, for the first time. And you're right, that sense of, he thinks that, isn't it about giving something that you never had yourself?
Mm-hmm. Or trying to create someone who perhaps, you know, living vicariously through your children, one has to be very careful about as well. So things that you weren't able to achieve or do, and you try to push your children to study a particular subject or to engage in a particular craft because you're excited for them to do so. But the child themselves also has to have the talent or the desire. I can't tell you the number of children in university who I've taught, Suzanne, who are studying a particular subject and they're failing miserably, but it's because of parental. Most of the time, you know, the father's expectations for them to study a particular subject, and they're so scared to have that conversation with their father that I don't enjoy this subject. I'm failing it. But look at me in my other subjects. I'm doing really well. Give me the chance to perhaps study that so that I can carve out a career for myself that is more suitable to my personality.
Yes, he says here that there were things that his parents never gave them, but not because they were bad parents, but because they were never exposed to the values that he has now, or, you know, growing up. So that idea of, you know, culturally, whatever culture you're in, when you are the next generation of your family about to take on, you know, produce a new family, it is going to be that parting of the old and allowing in the new way of doing things. So take the best of and what you've learnt from your parents. But ultimately, as the world evolves and changes, you will change as well in the way you look at the world and the way you want to practice as a parent.
And what you transmit, right, to the future generation. This article is particularly interesting because there's also global movement. So there's cultural transition. This person has left their country of origin and lives in a country that is not their own, and therefore practices, values, the way a child is disciplined and brought up in a different country, that it may think that, let's say, spanking is inappropriate or other forms of physical discipline, the parents and the father and the mother, you know, have to adopt to those differences as well.
He says, I'm told every father wants to give their children what they never had, which explains my desire to do so. I want to explain, when appropriate, the story of the birds and the bees. I also want to walk him through the street of Alexandria, up the narrow staircase to where I spent 12 years of my life. I want him to learn the values of hard work, the taste of victory and defeat. I want him to witness the indisputable evidence of God's existence from the mountaintops and the valleys. As much as I'm scared to be a father, I am even more afraid of being a half-hearted father.
That's beautiful.
Beautifully written. Check it out. Yeah. It's in the National, it's online, and it's by Martin Youssef.
You know what my favorite part is? My favorite part of the article, it says, when we took in a stray puppy, it ran away because we were feeding it mulkhiye, which is an Egyptian soup, and chasing it around the neighborhood. So the dog wasn't used to this Egyptian cuisine and ran away. Very nice. Very nicely written.
And John's SMS'd in saying, most gratifying thing to me as a dad, being the provider and protector of my family. Message to all dads, be brave to put your neck on the line and save when unexpected things come your way to protect the family. Thanks for that, John.